We know today there is no Queensland thoroughbred racing. It was announced this time last week, or even 8 or 9 days ago from now, that because of the issues with the Queensland government, that the parties, all of the thoroughbred industry, had come together and said that we are in frustration going to have no, or strike action, if you want to call it that way, no racing today. Now, yesterday, there was a meeting held between parties, and successfully it was announced that the state government would put forward $26 million in funding for the thoroughbred industry in Queensland. That'll support going forward. There's going to be an immediate impact on that from November 1. And Rob Heathcote is joining us right now on Racing HQ. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, obviously disappointing that you got to the stage of, you know, having to say we're not racing today, but I guess now it's a positive that you've got something through late yesterday.
Yeah, that's wonderful news. And look, there's always going to be a bit of collateral damage, and that's happened today. And maybe one could argue that had we not gone out and lived up to our industrial action, or protest action, I prefer to call it, maybe we wouldn't have got them back to the table. But a flurry of activity in the last, you know, week or so has you know, brought a wonderful result for our industry in Queensland. And $26 million, well, you know, we never had that $26 million a week ago. And it's prize money increases across the state of about 25%, but pretty much at grassroots levels, you know, right across the provincial meetings. And whilst there's not going to be massive prize money rises in the, you know, the high end, the sexy races, so to speak, that may well come in 6 months' time, because 18 million kicks in from next week, and another 8 million in 6 months' time. So great result for everyone in Queensland, and everyone was united. So wonderful going forward.
So are negotiations finished, or are they still ongoing? Is this just the start of, like, is it going to be a long-term funding model?
Yes, it's a long-term, it's an enduring model, Ron. So, you know, it's an annual thing. And, you know, there's also some other benefits coming forward for the industry. The recent amalgamation with TATSBet, that's going to generate some $20 million over the next 18 months and ongoing as well. So, you know, really, really positive time. And the industry's received that confidence boost that racing always needs. Oh, just for the government to turn around. I mean, let's give them due credit. I've been potting the hell out of them the last 4 weeks, and, you know, they've come back to the table, put their hand up, said we were wrong. So now maybe they'll appreciate more the thoroughbred industry, the importance of it, and work more closely with us. So good news.
You mightn't have races there this weekend, but it's probably been the busiest week of your life.
It has, but I think more importantly, Melbourne Cup's going to go ahead. Sorry, the Melbourne Cup race meetings, and it's probably one of the big, well, it's the biggest day in Australia probably, but well, I'm not allowed to say that in New South Wales now. Everest is, isn't it?
Exactly.
Of course it is.
Get your priorities right. And you deserve a pat on the back, because you've been on the front foot and been the front man for the trainers. I think you've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, thanks. And look, it's been a team effort. And, you know, a guy up in Queensland called Cam Partington, he's been fantastic. Even working with the admin team at Racing Queensland, the chairman, Steve Wilson, Mark Salvey, the thoroughbred representative, our new CEO, Brendan Parnell, who you guys would know pretty well. They've just done a fantastic job. We've all worked together, and we've got a really, really good outcome. So, and as I said, I even throw the government in there, pat them on the back. They weren't coming to the party a week ago, but they have now, so good stuff.
Stella Victoria today, what's the reason for this turnaround in form? She's just flying.
Well, I gave her a spell. She came to me mid-preparation, you know, in an effort to try and nick a bit of black type during our winter carnival, and, you know, she just struck some wet tracks and just sort of down on confidence. So we popped her out to Washpool Lodge to do a great job spelling their horses, and she'd come back with a lovely big round bum, and she probably put on, you know, 25-30 kilos, and she just looked so much brighter and happier. And, you know, she class 1,000, boom, won easy. Class 3, she done the same. And then her last win was probably the most impressive of all, where she ran a bit of time as well. And Jeff Lloyd, well, he's no deal, and he was happy to come down and ride her and said, look, she's just flying, and who knows how far she can go. So whilst the soft six today might be the main query, she's certainly in fantastic form.
old habits, race four. What can you tell us about him?
Look, he's here because of our prize money in Queensland. He runs last, he gets 3,500. That's all we get for running fourth. Yeah. What we get for fourth at town. So, look, if he loves to give him the ground, he'd have to run a career best to beat 2 or 3 homes. So he's probably just a very, very rough each way chance at best.
Okay, and you've also got Zephonic Dancer down here, and he in his own right's going for 3 straight as well.
I've got a bit of an opinion of him, Ron. So much so that I thought he might be a 3-year-old Derby horse in Queensland last year, and he never quite came up and never raced as well as I thought he would. So we gave him a spell, brought him back, run a slashing second first up in a 1,400-metre race, a little bit flat second up, but his last 2 wins at the mile have been good, so stepping to the 1,800 metres for him, I feel, is the biggest plus. Not an easy race. A couple of horses in really good form. So this will test the waters with him and certainly let me know how well he's going. But I like him. I think at 750, he's good value.
Okay, and obviously he's the one of yours that does handle the soft going.
Exactly, and, soft 6, suit him down to the ground.
Lovely.
All right, well, good luck with them, mate. Hope they run well, and it is great news. And within Tabcorp, who, of course, now have got a very close relationship with Queensland Racing through TATS, we're very keen to promote Queensland Racing, and it's a very positive thing that was announced late yesterday afternoon by all parties. Good luck with the future, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Take care.